I'm here with Bernie Clifton, star again of Newark's... Star again of Palace Theatre's 2012 panto, Beauty and the Beast. Bernie, what's it like to be back in Newark?
Well, I must say, it's made me very... A little bit nervous, actually. No, actually, I'm having the time of my life. I can't wait for the show to start. I had such a good time last year with Aladdin, and great response, and I felt there was a great empathy between myself and the nonsense that I bring, and the Newark audiences. And so this time, Beauty and the Beast, it's a great subject, and my character, Professor Crackpot, it's what a part for a comic. I mean, Professor Crackpot, he's a bit nutty, he's a bit wacky, he's an inventor, a bit of a magician, he can do stuff, make things. So I've got license to expand the part, which I don't need any bidding to do. And plus the fact he kind of offsets the drama, the very fact that Beauty is being lured away to the lair of the beast. And the professor has got to try and get his daughter back, and will he, won't he? It's a tremendous drama and trauma that the whole plot, great storyline. So that amongst all that, the professor is on the edge, cavorting about, and hopefully bringing a lot of laughter to the piece.
Sounds like a great show. How does Oswald feel about being back in Newark?
Funnily enough, nobody's ever asked him. We put him in the ostrich carry this morning, brought him, and it was as if he'd never been away. That little lap of honour through the marketplace, the speech that he gave to the stallholders in the market, promising exemption from all council taxes, no rent at all now. Yeah, everybody's exempt from council tax for the next 6 months. Went down really well. So he's an ambassador.
Obviously you've met your fellow cast members today. How are you all going to get on? Going to get on well?
I absolutely hate them, all of them. I can't stand. No, seriously, you just know from day one that you're going to get on very well, and we do get on already. And in a way, you know, you have to, because the pressure on your time and your energies over that 5-6 week period is so intense that if any of it was spent in bitterness or feuds or anything, you wouldn't be able to carry on. I can say honestly, hand on heart, that every pantomime I do is a happy experience, and it will be again.
Bernie, thank you very much.